The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Earlier this week, big guy, you said Belichick's got something up his sleeve. He's going to have something up his sleeve. You know he's not just going to come in to taking on Aaron Rodgers without a little something-something. What do we think that could be?
I can tell you this, and I think everyone has seen right now the weak link is the offense, right? Belichick's going to have a plan where...
So what do you? Okay.
I just do not see them scoring a lot of points, and I don't know where New England's defense is statistically in the league. They've always been pretty solid. They've been really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're really good.
Like, but at their worst, they're just outside the top 10. You know, like at their worst, probably during the Belichick era. If you were to look it up, I can't imagine him having a defense that was like 20th.
No, but I certainly see. Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota might have more talent where they scored 7 points.
Yeah.
But Belichick's 10 times the coach. I don't even know who the defensive coordinator is in Minnesota. That's why I don't think they're going to score a lot of points. Now, this is a game they should win. If I'm a betting man, I'm taking the under, and I'm taking the Patriots. But the Packers to win, but this is not going to... A normal 10-point spread, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not upset worthy and you don't smell that upset coming, 10-point spreads win by 17.
Yeah.
You think the Packers are going to win by 17?
No.
But once again, I think they're going to win. I'm going to pick them to win. It's going to be a very, very close game. But all I'm looking at again is for improvement.
So I think of 2014. Which was the last time that the Patriots and Bill Belichick came into Lambeau. And they came in. Devontae Adams ended up having a big game. It was his rookie year. Because Bill Belichick, they always say, is going to take away what you want to do. You know, they always say he wants to make you play left-handed. Whatever. If you're really good with your right hand, he wants to make you play left-handed. He wants to make you a little bit uncomfortable. So in that game in particular, like, he did a really good job of taking away Jordy and Randall Cobb. And pretty much said, all right, if you think you can beat me with Devontae Adams, good luck. And the Packers did. Devontae had, I think, like 114 yards that game. And the Packers went on to win at Lambeau Field. So I'm thinking about Bill Belichick coming into this game. What's he looking to take away? What does he want to take away from the Packers? Does he want to take away the run game? Because if you go to single high safety, as we saw last week, that's when Aaron Rodgers had success moving the football against the Buccaneers. Or do you want to just play that two-shell? Can you slow down the running game by playing the two-shell?
Yeah, but here's the deal. You know why everyone's playing a lot of zone in the NFL now?
Because Bill?
Because Belichick did it. Last year, they played predominantly zone, where everyone was still kind of in that man thing. Cover 7, you know what cover 7 is? Real quick, see if you retain Ashy cover 7.
I don't remember.
Sugar, cover 7.
Two deep, man under.
Yeah, damn it.
Two deep, man under.
Damn it.
So that's what everyone played. So all of a sudden, Belichick goes to 68% zone, and now everyone's going, let's just copy him. Let's play shell coverage, everything, keep everything in front of you. I don't know what he's going to do. I know he's going to do something. I know there's going to be exotic blitzes. The problem is this, right? This team didn't have any film on him. Without Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Now they got three. And Bill's real smart. You run out of bag of tricks, maybe after your 6th or 7th game. You're like, all right, everything's out there. We just went through our whole playbook. And Bill's type of guy that probably doesn't go home, sleeps in his office, is like, okay, here's a tell. Here's this formation. I know what they're going to do here. And his guys are probably more prepared than anyone in this league. LaFleur still has some tricks, some formations to use, which is an advantage, but I'm telling you what, Bill's pretty darn smart. So just expect some wrinkles.
I just had a really good idea that I realized wasn't a good idea because Chewy would never actually put it together. But I think Professor Chimura over here should put together a football test and everybody at ESPN Milwaukee should have to
take it. Well, you know what?
I can help with
to see, you. To see what our...
Did you know that we had to take a test every Friday before the game?
No. What was it? What kind of test?
Multiple choice. It'd be, you know, it's basically seeing how well you know the game plan.
Okay.
I don't know if they do it anymore. They probably should with these young guys. But yeah, they'd have to take a test.
You know, what's cover seven? What's cover nine? What's a nine route?
Well, if
what's
they don't know that, then they're in trouble. You know?
Well, no, I'm past that. I'm focused on
no,
us.
No, I know.
The test that you would give us. Like, it's just a very basic test to see how we would do.
Okay. Well, we need to work on fronts then. You guys know nothing about fronts. Do
I don't
you?
Know anything about anything, Chewy. So I'm going
to 25, 57, 49, 59.
Lottery numbers?
Bear.
Bear. I know that from Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bear is 46. Like the,
under,
yeah,
over.
The 46, yeah.
Okay.
Suck it, Gabe. I got that one first.
Do you know what an under is?
Like,
do you know what an over is? It's very simple.
I mean,
should we start now?
I got a filing.
If you drew on this glass with Greg coming in, would he be upset?
I don't think we have the marker. Not. I think the markers were left at
and actually,
at
you know
Radio
what?
City.
I'll just use a Sharpie.
Do we still have access to that building?
I have no idea.
I'm going to try today because there's two whiteboards there. I'm going to try and bring them
okay.
in.
Okay. It's very simple. Okay.
Hold on.
I'm just going to give you two things.
I know, but I gotta
have you guys ever heard of under? You've heard of under and an over.
Yeah.
So the over is when... You see just a basic front, right?
Okay, like four?
Yes, but the linebacker is away from the tight end.
Oh, okay. So,
the under is when you have the defensive end. Hold on, I'm confusing myself. The over is linebacker away. I hope
under
is right.
Linebacker strong side?
Linebacker strong. That's the over.
Would you pass your own test?
Over is linebacker just outside the shade of the tight end. Okay.
Under is
the D end outside of. We used to call that 25-57. 25 was the linebacker to the tight end. 57 was the defensive end slightly outside of. But you can do that formationally. That's why we flip. That's why you do motion. And that's why that's probably why Aaron was getting upset. Let's not just flip or motion to motion. Let's have a purpose of why we're doing it. Hated the flip.
Why did you hate flip?
Flip to red right. Because I'd have to wind up on the left, get all the way down, and then on the first cadence, I'd flip all the way out of the... It's just work that I didn't really want to do.
So you were like that even back then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean? Path of least resistance?
Yes.
Bit potato-fied.
Yes.
A bit of a potato. That's all we're saying.
Is that a tell of mine? Am I really path of least resistance?
I mean, how do we answer this?
Honestly?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But
yes.
You know what?
Not yes, yes.
You know not a negative. What? Not a negative.
I don't have a problem with it.
No, I mean, you're very... Of all the people I know, you are probably the most comfortable in who they are.
I got to... I respect that. I got to learn how to do that.
I don't know how to take that.
I just said I respect that.
I know. Comfortable in my skin.
Yeah. Like, you are very much like, hey.
But are most athletes?
I don't know.
I mean.
Tausch?
Probably. I know Tausch.
I prefer.
Like, here's the thing. I know Tausch. I like Tausch. I know you. You're the only professional athlete that I have that I know on this level.
Yeah, same.
I prefer. What are we just calling it? Path?
Path
can
least
we call
resistance?
It? Can we get rid of path of least resistance and replace it with marches to the beat of his own drum?
I mean, I think why not both?
No, I don't. The other one's a little offensive.
Like I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why?
I think those are very different.
I think you're wrong.
Path of least
resistance. Put it on the poll.
What am
is
I?
Is path of least resistance and march to the beat of his own drum the same?
All right.
There you go.
The more I say it, though, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is the
not
same.
Not at all, but that's good. I'm happy to have you
It's definitely not
wrong.
The same.
But the other one's offensive.
Path of least resistance?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
If you call someone lazy, that's different.
Yes.
Like, I think that's the same.
No, because I'm...
What about efficient?
We would never call you lazy, because I don't think you're lazy.
Efficient is good. A leader? I think that's leader quality.
You think...
I want to do the least
you're a
amount
leader?
Of things.
If I can get Gabe when I walk in because my computer's broken... Right? And I had to bring in a tablet today.
Yep.
Ashton, did I say a word when I need it connected?
No.
Connected to the internet, I just went Gabe. He knew exactly what to do.
Because?
That's a leader.
Pat, please,
I think that's leading.
That's a leader.
Isn't that leading?
No. Is Chewy a leader? Is certainly a question. 800-990-3776. I've never thought of you having a leadership role.
We'll ask Craig.
Okay, Chewy. We can certainly ask Craig.
What you just described is you literally asking someone else to do something for you.
He's delegating.
That's what leaders do. What do you think coaches do?
Damn
they're
it,
leaders,
how do I end up on his side all the damn time?
Do I agree too, though?
I think you do.
You said delegating, and I agree with that, so damn it. I hate this new place. You know, it's changing all our brains.
I win.
Adam in Cedarburg. Path of least resistance means he's trying to find a way around or out of something. That's lazy. Adam in Cedarburg thinks that's lazy.
That new term that I love and that I go by. My one son told me, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't really follow that very often.
Path of least resistance. Work smarter, not harder. Is that the same?
So we want to know if these are the same, path of least resistance and
work harder, not
That's definitely not the same.
Work smarter, not harder.
The path of least resistance definitely has a negative connotation to it, so I get where Chewy's coming from in wanting to change it, and I don't think path of least resistance is necessarily what Chewy is about. I think Chewy just wants to be efficient.
Yes.
He just wants to be efficient in what he does. Why are you rolling your eyes? Does this mean I'm a Chewy toad?
You are a little bit, but it's fine because honestly, after the way he just described himself being a leader, I kind of agree. So I'm a little bit too. I can't remember what I'm putting on the poll. I started typing two minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't think.
I love this place.
I don't think.
I literally forgot what I was typing. I have half of it written.
Forget about it. Yeah, and I don't think we need to put that on the poll. I'm not quite sure what exactly we're going to do with that. 800-990-3776. Somebody asking Ryan McGuanago wants to know. Update on Chewy's boat in Florida. We'll certainly give an update on that as we continue here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But first, I got to tell you about Mantality and Kevin, the founder and CEO of Mantality. Look, he knows that it doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. And if you have low testosterone, maybe you're feeling tired, groggy. You just don't feel like yourself. You don't have the energy to get through your day that you even had just a couple of years ago. And maybe you think, it's just part of getting old. It doesn't have to be. It could be low testosterone. Go to Mantality. They can help you. It's simple. You show up at Mantality. You do a quick blood panel. Within a week, they let you know, hey, here's where your testosterone levels are at. And they let you know if they're low or where they should be. If they're low, they'll come up with a customized treatment plan just for you. That's what I did. I thought I was just getting more tired throughout the course of my day because, well, I'm getting up earlier. I'm doing a morning show now versus the afternoon show that I was doing a few years ago. And it turns out my testosterone levels were low. I am now on a customized treatment plan with Mantality. I feel great. I have that energy to attack my day, and you need that energy too. So check out lowtusa.com. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mantality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ashton, how many days since our last incident?
0.
Still 0?
You guys are throttling 7 times on the air today. Yeah,
what's
0.
Throttle.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Conversation 800-990-3776. That is the Old National Bank talk and text line. Packers Patriots coming up on Sunday. By the way, Ashton, I can just tell you on air, right? Because Ashton texts us every week. Those who of us who are on the Tundra Trio Radio Network, if you want to listen to Green Bay Game Day presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin with Greg Matzik and Gary Ellerson. I think Jason Wilde is a part of that
Jason
show.
Jason Wilde now a part of it, yes.
You know, so he's asking us all for our predictions so we can put it out on the Tundra Trio Radio Network Twitter account. You know, trying to get interactions. How do people follow it? Because I want people following it.
It is at Tundra Trio Radio on Twitter. At Tundra Trio Radio.
And Homer's going to be tweeting from there once, you know, we figure out a way for Homer to know, you know, usernames and passwords and all that sort of stuff. And Homer's going to be tweeting from there during games. But he asks every week. So mine's 21-10. Packers 21-10.
Got it.
So I think they cover.
That's how...
I think they cover.
Okay.
I think they I think they build on what they did last week.
Does that make you feel good? Like, this is what I keep going with. This stupid season. This season is so dumb so far because it's, look at this. They could probably be 3-1 after this week, and I won't feel any better about them.
Nope.
Or worse.
Yeah, but they're getting better. That's all that matters.
So, are they going to? The Bear game, they
got better. Tampa Bay, they got better. Now, you have to keep in mind that the competition you're playing against.
Yeah.
This week, I just want to see them get better.
And
I don't want it to be Dobbs. I don't want to be Dobbs 8 catches for 90 yards again.
I
need someone else 8 for 90. I need, like, Watson? No idea.
But if Dobbs
Absolutely no idea.
If Dobbs goes over 100 yards, I'll feel good about that.
Because you'll feel like you have the guy, right? Like, that's where I'm at. If Dobbs goes off again, I'm like, great. That's my guy right
there. Yeah, but here's the problem. Dobbs, you know, goes over 100 and everyone else is kind of meh. Dobbs can't do it alone.
No. Absolutely
right.
Not.
Right. So I need someone else to get into the... I know Randall Cobb. I know what Randall Cobb can do.
Yep.
Right?
Alan Lazard, same thing.
Lazard's a guy.
Yeah, I know that. But you know what's
but
there.
But that's not going to get it anywhere.
No.
You know?
Mm-mm.
I need one more guy that...
Christian Watson did practice yesterday. He returned. He was fully healthy, full go with the hammy. So I would expect him to go on Sunday.
What about Jair? Probably not.
I would guess. I would lean towards no. He did not practice yesterday. He was out with the team stretching and then went inside the Don Hutson Center and did individual
work. I would love to know what a hamstring is for these guys.
Well, so it's,
I've never had a hamstring off for a game.
You know where your butt is?
I've never had
right
one.
Right below.
It's like right. If you feel your own butt.
Right
in the ass area.
And then right below that.
Everyone feel that's your hamstring. Everyone in your car, stand up.
Yep, everybody stand up. You know, both hands, both cheeks. And then right below, that's your hamstring.
I don't know what one is. In today's football, I do not know what one is. I've never seen a guy, when I played, call me dinosaur, call me old.
You don't believe in dinosaurs, but I'll call you that anyways.
All right, Barney.
I don't remember guys missing one game because of a hamstring.
Does it matter now, though, because of, like, it's early in the season? Not that it would have mattered then, but just now. Do you think it matters because it's early in their season?
Well,
like, let's just give him a break.
Is this his second round of hamstring?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
This is his second round of hamstring.
Yeah, because that was what, I think, kept him out early in, like, training camp and
now,
stuff.
Now, I've had a hamstring.
So you're saying that when you had a hamstring, it was going to keep you out for a month.
I had a hamstring. Blew it out
yep.
in training camp. Running a go route down the middle of the field, was having a great camp. I was slated to start my third year. It was me and Ed West. Blew my hammy out. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I was out. So this was probably second week of camp. I was out until the second game. We played Miami in County Stadium. Right? Okay. I remember it like it was yesterday, running into the flat, ba-boom, boom, out again. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So they were like getting mad at me, right?
Yeah.
They're like, I don't even know if we had MRIs. Were MRIs around in 94?
I got to imagine.
So here's the deal. So
you're
then
the doctor,
out,
you tell me.
I'm out and they're kind of pissed. Can I say that in the air?
Yeah, that would have been fine.
They're kind of pissed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Screw them. What do they think I'm faking? So normally I would wear a girdle. You know, it's the equivalent of compression shorts today.
Okay, sure.
Which would cover all the way down to your knee.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know what? You could just feel it, right? You could feel it. Not like today. You could feel the eyes on you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Screw them. My entire hamstring was black and blue.
Oh, man.
Black and blue.
Yeah.
And I'm back practicing, and I'm like, you know what? I ain't wearing a girdle. You know? And I'm hiking my shorts like blammer, you know, all shined. It's up to your belly button, maybe nipples, you know?
Not sure where it
and
is.
Then they're like,
depends on how many blammers you
had. And then they're like, oh, my God. Look at the back of your hamstring. It's purple. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'm not faking. And that was probably another 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like I don't understand this pull and I'm out for one game.
Where,
and now
it's,
I'm back.
Where it's more of a
tweak. I just don't get it.
You know, it's probably just more of a tweak.
I play with tweaks.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're saying. Because if you missed a game because of a hamstring, you weren't missing just one game. You were missing multiple games.
By the way, MRI 1977. It doesn't mean it was... that doesn't necessarily mean that it was ready to go, but it was 1977 invention.
You know what? And I can tell you this, looking back upon my career, a lot of the times they do these MRIs to see if guys are just tanking.
Really?
Because I tore my calf. I tore my calf against the Tennessee Titans at home. And this is a game they had to bring in sand because the middle of the field, it was a little like running on a beach.
I remember that.
I'm in warm-ups, and I'm just running a six-yard out route, and it's in sand, and I blew my calf out. And they're like, it's warm-ups. I'm like, I blew my calf out. So they take me to get an MRI on Monday, fully believing, and I had a two-inch tear in my calf. Oh. So I'm telling you, I don't know.
I hurt my groin in softball on Tuesday.
But when I played, there was an element of coaches that didn't believe that you were hurt. Now it's just like, I can't. I got a hangnail.
I wish people could call in with their dumb sports injuries right now.
I'll tell you. I've got one. Yeah. First of all, you can text them in 800-990-3776. So I have been playing softball on Wednesday nights with, like, I'm one of the younger guys at 36. Like, I think the only guy younger than me is Colin Yelich, Christian's younger brother. Like,
I need to hit it. I'm sorry.
He's younger. Kind of a big deal. And he's a really good player. And I think we're like the two young guys. Everybody else is 40 plus. We played our last game on Wednesday. It got cold. We had someone with a hamstring. Like, he hopped on 1 foot down to first base. Our pitcher hurt his groin. Our outfielder could barely move. We had, like, it was so cold. Like, I think we had three healthy guys at the end of the night. Like, old guys, 40 plus, should not be doing anything in that cold of weather. Like, period. Like, guys are just tearing stuff left and right. It was unbelievable.
I'm telling you guys, I was playing the outfield. I was playing left field because, you know, I was filling in and you got to play the outfield. Hurt my groin in the first inning. Was never the same. Legged out a triple later in the game. I just want everyone to know it. Me, legged out a triple. Would have been a homer probably because there's no fences.
You're 26.
I'm 28. I'd still hurt my groin. It still happens.
Okay.
You know, playing outfield, trying to make a catch.
You guys should probably hang it up.
No, I'm back. I'm telling
you right now, I was fine. I was not injured, but yeah, there's probably about four or five guys who could probably hang it up on that softball team I played on.
Okay. No, but back in the day, I'm just saying that.
Yes.
A lot of times they didn't believe you, and there was so much pressure to play, and they guilt you. They can't do that anymore.
But it seems like now doctors are more involved.
Well, back in the day, I would tell Pat McKenzie if I'm playing or not.
Yeah.
Now, players can't do that.
It seems like Pat would dictate to the coaching staff whether or not somebody would be healthy or not.
Well, they would get massive pressure from the coaches.
Sure.
And there would be battles, you know, because Mike would go in and say, he's playing. Pump the brake. No, he is playing. Pump the brakes. He wants to play.
Is there, and I know we're kind of up against it, we've got Week in Retro coming up next, but is there a, trying to think of the best way to word this, from a player perspective, you wanted to play, you weren't thinking necessarily long term. Do players now have that thought of more long term, and that's why they're going to protect themselves more?
Yeah, because the money's so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The money is ridiculous. They're like, you know, be mad at me, that's fine. See, back in the day, today they don't go back till they're 100%.
Sure.
Back in the day, I mean, I tore my PCL. It was 4 to 6, and I was back in 2 weeks. Should I have played? Would I have played? No way. I mean, I wish I could pull up this. It literally looked like I had a peg leg. Trying to run. I'll pull up some, because I'm real good at pulling up film now.
I raise your hand if you're picturing this right now.
Gabe, you know why I'm good at film, Gabe? Here, find this. 1993.
You're Gabe, find
that
it.
That is a leader.
Hey, he's delegating.
I kind of agree, but it's not. It's laziness.
Palermo's is Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Palermo's in game day. Nothing goes better than a nice pizza with football. And you got chances, whether it's college on Saturday, whether it's pro this Sunday, you should be loading up your freezer with Palermo's. Whether it's Connie's, Urban Pie, Screamin' Sicilian. By the way, when your favorite football team in 2 weeks is playing on a Sunday morning, Palermo's breakfast pizza. They've got the single size now ones with the Screamin' Sicilian. Maybe you want something, maybe you're a fan of Stranger Things, the Netflix show. You can try Surfer Boy Pizza exclusively at Walmart. Palermo's makes that. Palermo's has a pizza for everybody, every occasion. So make sure you load up on Palermo's next time you head to your grocery store in the freezer section. Palermo's, it's Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Week in Retro coming up next.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
We're pretty much back to normal across the entire system. Nothing major to slow us down. All the incidents have been cleared up and we're at full freeway speeds. And checking the TMJ4 storm team forecast today, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 66. Tonight, mainly clear, a low of 51 at the lakefront.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
People are dumb.
There's no water in there.
People are really dumb, because I used to plow quite a bit. They're really dumb when they get around snow plows.
But enough about your college days.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I love the fans of our station, because they always deliver. 800-990-3776 is the Old National Bank talking text line. We were just talking about some of the injuries Chewy had in his career, and then, you know, some of the injuries that maybe you've had in your not as athletic of a career as Mark Chmura has had. And somebody here in the 414 is playing flag football in a buddy's backyard. I tripped over a pipe in his backyard, went to work the next day. Had trouble breathing and reaching my arms over my shoulder. Told the boss I had to go to the doctor. He told me to suck it the F up.
That's called a punctured lung, I bet.
Went, at the end of the day, had 5 cracked ribs in 2 different spots.
So, how didn't he know that?
I don't know. Pete McGuanago, my brother, cut half his finger off, duct taped it on, and went back to work.
That's so awesome.
But my favorite one is this one from Matt and Racine. Shout out to our boy, Matt. Athletic trainer here. While rehabbing a collegiate athlete, I tore my own ACL while demonstrating / participating in the sport-specific rehab drills.
Workman's comp.
I'm sorry, Matt. I don't mean to laugh.
That's embarrassing, right? Like,
because when you go, I mean, when you tear your ACL, you go down quick. So, you know, you're trying to... Man, that's tough. That's a tough look, Matt. Yeah, I feel for you there.
I like the duct tape, though.
Just tuck
that's a player
the
right there.
Out. That's Ronnie Lott,
just went
right?
Ronnie Lott, yeah. Good stuff.
That's probably one of the more disgusting ones I can think of. If you don't know what you're talking about, just Google Ronnie Lott and finger, and then you can, you know, ruin your own day. I'm not going to do that for you. It's time to see how much Mark Chmura remembers what we talked about this week on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Re-Chew.
Oh, here's how the game works, boys and girls. Normally, we would have a caller picking the over 2.5 and an under 2.5. However, Gabe, I'm going to give you the selection today, even though you know the answers. Ooh. I am curious. Do you think Chewy is going to get over 2.5 or under 2.5 of the 5 Week in Re-Chew questions correct?
So... I feel really good about question one.
I don't.
Question two. Yeah, I'm going to say he doesn't.
Have I gotten the over yet?
You did last week?
Yeah, you did last week.
Last week was your first one, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, Chewy,
yes.
You ready to play, buddy?
Let's do it.
All right, what happened to Gabe on day one here at our wonderful new studios at the Avenue inside the 3rd Street Market Hall?
Had a little tire problem.
Okay, just yeah. I want to grease the tires here. See what
he didn't
did
think
there.
I was going to get that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Chewy,
yeah,
you can't. I can't act like me thinking you wouldn't get that is really okay. That surprising. Okay, let's go on to number 2. Chewy, I'm going to play some audio for you. Can you remember what theory you were explaining to us here?
In the igloo with the fire going, the kid wants to touch the fire. Let him touch it one time. Never touch it again.
What was that called?
That is the Eskimo theory.
Oh, 2 for 2. See, yeah. Here's the thing. He goes 2 for 2 very often, and then it just usually falls apart because I got to get a little bit harder. Okay. Chewy, ready for number 3 here?
Let's do it.
Number 3. Earlier this week, Jen misspoke and created a hilarious moment on the show while talking about the Packers running back situation. Do you remember what she said?
Donger.
Close enough? You still get it wrong, but here's what Jen said.
The Green Bay Packers, and it was talking about the pony position, or the pony.
I was kind of adjacent.
I said you're adjacent. However,
you're close.
I do have to give you. You did not get it right. I'm sorry. That's an amazing. Honest to God, that was an amazing part of this week, and I almost forgot happened until I was looking back. The pony position.
All right, 2 and 1.
You're 2 and 1. All right, number 4. Here's some audio. You know, no context. Just here's some audio. Sorry in advance of this next sentence. I immediately started grinding on my wife while she was getting ready.
Yes!
I love
yes!
it.
Who
yes!
said that?
That was from a texter.
What's to do in Tulsa? Yeah. What song was Brandon in Tulsa talking about that was getting him, quote, in the mood?
I don't remember that bit at all.
Gabe?
I mean, I was kind of hoping you'd have it ready to play because, I mean, it's a Friday.
If I was ready to go and we were at the old studios, Gabe, I bet you I would have had it ready to go.
It's Pony by Genuine.
Oh.
Pony.
Okay.
By Genuine. A banger. And that entire day, by the way, of shows, you want to go back and listen to that? I believe that was on Wednesday's show. We did nothing but club bangers that day.
Oh,
so
it was so good.
You might want to go back, just listen for the bumper music. All right, you. Last one, make or break. You can either make it or break Gabe's heart. What was it years ago that Gabe used to do that would drive you to want to do this?
Literally wanted to choke
now
him every time
he did it.
Now
that is a fireable offense.
See, that would...
You wanted to choke Gabe. What was he doing years ago?
Was that when you would do the 409 days to the Super Bowl?
Nailed it.
Nailed
chicken
it.
Dinner.
Got it.
Where's my t-shirt?
I mean, I'll get you one. When I imagine Chewie choking me, I very much imagine it's the Garfield when John is like choking Garfield and you just like my head is back and the tongue is out. Like I very imagine it being very cartoonish because he's so strong.
I choked Homer once.
Excuse me?
What now?
Yeah.
Should we be telling this before Craig comes on or to Craig?
Craig wasn't there. We were filming a commercial years and years and years ago.
I remember that commercial that would play on TV.
And then Mike and Mike copied it after we did it. So we did our takes. It was me, Homer, a couple actors, an actress, and Drew Olsen.
Yep.
And for the last shot, they said, do something goofy. So Homer was in the front seat. Me and Drew were in the back seat. And I just reached around and started choking Homer, and he was doing a bobblehead with his head going anywhere. I don't know if we could find that, but do you remember that commercial?
I remember the commercial. I absolutely remember the commercial.
It was actually a pretty good commercial.
Yeah, like the guy would turn on his radio and you guys were in his car with him. That was the premise of the commercial, yes, that Mike and Mike then, I'll go ahead and say it, famously stole after you guys did it.
Ashton, you should be able to find it easily.
I'm looking.
Yeah, I'll beat you.
By the way,
I found it.
That's two in a row. Next week, if he does it, that's called a winning streak.
Ooh.
I found it.
Let's
play it. Here's a 540 ESPN Milwaukee commercial. That's what I'm assuming what this is.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you think? I think Judy's just being ridiculous. The dinner party was planned months ago, and now she wants to change all the plans? I just think that's being a little rude. So what do you think we should do?
Come on, what do you think they should do?
I would trade 10 years of being terrible for one championship.
You can't go crazy in this town if you want to win consistently.
Drew, sometimes you go for it.
Ah, what do you guys know about winning a championship?
540 ESPN Milwaukee. All
not bad.
That's good.
I mean,
that's your best acting, I think.
It's much better. You did much better in that commercial than you did in the Brett Favre banking finger commercial.
It was a totally different role. My role in the Farm Bureau commercial with Brett was facial expressions, and they were outstanding. You even said it. You said, I've never seen you do that look before. That's talent.
I don't think he was saying anything.
Read it. You want to play that one?
I got to find that
one.
No,
that one's terrible. We don't want to do that.
It is not terrible.
I kind of want to remake that commercial, though. I'm not going to lie.
No, I mean, the best acting you did was it was not an actual commercial. We put it out on social media of the video we did when we recreated the vacation scene, put a wig on Ashton.
Yeah, I wore a wig for you.
But that was the best acting that you've done.
Who, me or Ashton?
You.
You.
Well, play it.
You.
I mean, there's a little potty mouth in there, isn't there?
Yeah, but we bleep
yeah,
it.
There's, hold on.
It was bleeped, right?
Who came up with that? Was that Jen?
I think that was Jen. Makes sense. I mean, she's still the boss now. She's the boss. We didn't even know her then. Kind of set the tone of how the relationship was going to go for the next 2+ years.
Is she the parent in this group or no?
I don't know, because she she's the one who said pony position yesterday.
Yeah. Well, who's the parent?
I don't want to be awake anymore. I want to go home. I don't want to go to the station anymore.
You know, Chewie, under the circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we all just went back to
sleep.
Great acting
by me. It's
been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been kind of a drag, Chew. Mornings are overrated anyways.
So, what do you think?
I think you're all f***ed in the head. We're 2 hours from the first
damn show and you want to bail? I tell you what, this is no longer a sports show. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have so much fun. You're going to have so much fun. The fans are going to have so much fun that they're going to need plastic surgery to remove the smiles from our face. We're all going to be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of our I must be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to find a microphone. Praise Craig Karmazin.
Chew, do you need an aspirin or something?
Don't touch!
That's my favorite part.
That was good. Why are you beating up on me?
I'm not. I just said it was good acting by me.
Okay.
It was fantastic. You did a great job.
Ashton sounded scared, though.
That was my first time interacting with you for real.
Think about Ashton in that video.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of sort of knew me, like, through some of the Packers stuff or whatever that we did through one season at that point. He doesn't really know you.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't know Jen at all. Like, he was...
I'm thrown into this.
Think about how much Ashton has grown in the last two years from that video.
That's what we want out of the pack. Right there. Ashton's progression of not being a wuss anymore.
Do we have... not being a potato anymore?
Yes.
I'm still pretty potato-y, for being honest. More mashed than anything.
You can bundle ESPN Plus. You can bundle Disney Plus by going to ESPNMilwaukeeBundle.com. Access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library with ESPN Plus. Plus, you get unrivaled UFC access and exclusive pay-per-view events. Or with Disney Plus, you can get access to that Disney, Marvel library, Star Wars library, the new Star Wars series that's out, Andor. It's fantastic. And you get all those Pixar movies. Great for the kids. Great for you. Stream anytime, anywhere. Bundle Disney Plus and ESPN Plus by going to ESPNMilwaukeeBundle.com to learn more.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
I think we miss Chris in so many different ways that we don't even realize, especially on the defensive side and the defensive rebounding side in this series.
Fridays with Mo.
You can't leave Kringle out for 24 hours.
Dude, come on. You think that's... I'm not the Kringle cleanup repair man.
Now he's flexing his owner muscles here.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
All right, cards on the table. We've been having issues with the phone lines. It's our second day in the new studio. You know, there are going to be some bumps along the way, and this happens to be one of them. Hopefully by Monday we have that issue figured out here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Maybe by later today. For Scalzo and Brust and Homer and Tony, they'll have it figured out. But we don't have them right now. So we were unable to have Jason Wilde. And I know somebody on the talk and text line, 800-990-3776, said, why doesn't Jason connect on his unit? Well, again, I'm just going to go cards on the table, inside radio here. Those things require IP addresses. And the IP addresses that Jason has are old IP addresses. They need to be updated. We don't have access to what those IP addresses are right now, so that's why we couldn't have Jason. But Craig works here in the building. This is his home office. So we thought, oh, we'll have Craig on. He'll come down. It'll be nice to see the boss in studio, have a good time. And yet here we are, 8:49. No Craig Karmazin.
He even is one who offered me 8:40 or 8:45. I said, that'd be great. We'd love to have you.
He's flexing his owner muscles.
So my question to you is, who's more of a leader, Craig Karmazin or Mark Chmura?
Well, we could start with promptness. Craig is never on Lombardi time. Am I right?
Correct.
I am always on Lombardi time.
Which is crazy because when I first met you... Because one of my first jobs when I moved to Milwaukee from Madison back in 2013 was I was the producer for you and Craig on Sunday mornings. And both of you would give me heart attacks because a lot of times you wouldn't show up until the Open was playing. Now, it got to the point where I knew, and it's the same today, I knew the time frame in which Chewy was probably going to be showing up. Craig, it was a little bit more all over the place. And there were a couple of times where like Chewy and I would have to start the show without Craig being there. But with Chewy, I knew, and it's the same thing today. He comes and actually participates in our pre-show meeting. They didn't have a pre-show meeting for that show. But Chewy is here, and we got to nail the time frame down here at the new office, but typically between 6:27 and 6:30, Chewy's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And Chewy would always be there between, 8:50, or if that show started at 10, so like 9:59 and 10:01, Chewy's going to be there. sometimes. And, you know, Craig is, you know, just blowing us off again.
So, Ashton, because we had clock issues at the old place, what would you do if we were late?
I mean, I have a clock in front of me.
No, what would you do? If show starts at 7,
and
we roll
were not
through
the
door at 7:03.
That's a great question. I mean, now I might, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I don't think I would start the show
myself.
Do you
just keep playing commercials?
I would throw up our ESPN national feed probably, and you would just get to hear Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max until you guys got here.
Oh, that's a good default.
Because I'm not going to host it myself. I can't. Nobody wants to listen to that. I would just.
You can't tap dance for a couple minutes while we get there?
Of course I could. Yeah.
I don't think you could. I think
does Craig not know where he's going?
I think he'd
I just saw him poke his head
way
in Ashton's.
Too nervous.
Maybe he just wanted to say hi to me. I don't know.
Well, that's possible.
I could do. If anyone wants to hear me talk about food or nonsense for like 2 or 3 minutes while you guys get ready, sure, I could do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, founder and CEO Craig Karmazin joins us now here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Craig.
My first in-studio appearance at the new facility.
Did you get lost?
What?
Did you get lost?
No.
All right, Craig, because we don't have a lot
of
time. Hold on. What phrase best describes me? I've known you for 20 years. Path of least resistance. Work harder. Work smarter, not harder. And what was the third one? It was the best one.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Oh, it was so good.
I think I would go...
I mean, path of least resistance out,
like,
right?
Like, there's a negative connotation.
That's kind of a lazy...
Yeah. I think Groundhog's Day.
Which I still haven't seen.
Right. I think Chewie's just that, like, lunch pail, like, show up,
yeah,
do the job every day, on time, good teammate. Like, I think he's just, like... Every day, he's going to bring the same thing every day.
Would you consider
Chewie... Now, y'all have no idea what the hell it's going to be. but that's the same thing that he brings
that
every
is,
day.
The randomness. There is a consistency to the randomness,
yeah,
of Mark Chmura. He's been calling himself a leader today. Would you consider Mark Chmura a leader?
Nah.
What about a delegator? I delegate.
Oh, yeah. You can delegate. Okay. Yeah.
And he thinks because he can delegate, that makes him a leader.
Speaking of which, I don't know how I'm tying this two together, but do you have concerns about having to take the ACT?
No. Again? I mean, first of all, I've never taken the ACT. Second of all, my picking is so good that I'm...
Where are you at on cover five?
I'm like positive 42 or something.
And then what's the bottom?
I mean, Kyle's in the deep negatives.
Yeah, he
right
was.
Now.
I mean, going into this past week, he was at negative 49.5.
So does Kyle have to get crazy, or is it way too early in the season?
Way too early in the season.
See, I'm at positive 41.5. The thing about cover five that's amazing is, first of all, you can win $100 just by playing right now. Join code WI22. We are up to 997 players.
Wow.
You could be the 1,000th player. You pick five games. If you do the best, you win $100. It's so easy. Free to play, cover five app. But the thing about it is, the Jaguars last week, they covered by 35 points.
I know.
So if you pick against them in that spot, if you had the Chargers, you could lose 35 points in one game.
Yeah.
So it could swing so wildly. But I almost want to take the ACTs just to take them, just to see competitively how I do. I've never taken them. I only took the SATs.
Would you prepare? Would you do like...
No.
Okay.
You so, just go in. Hold on. Would you have to take them with high schoolers?
Yeah.
Ooh. See, there
you got to show up on a Saturday morning with number two pencils at 7:30.
And I always pay my bets off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, famously.
Yeah, right.
Famously.
But you don't get the $100. Like, we can't get the $100.
We can't win the cover
So there's
box.
Just a negative
oh, no,
for
well,
us.
Well, for there's us. No. There's positives.
What's the positive?
You get my Bucks tickets if you win. You and a guest, you
know,
on the court
that.
At a Bucks game.
You and me
you come in first place.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys would ruin someone's day behind you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The two tall guys sitting in the front row.
Like,
it'd be tough for whoever's behind Craig.
Like sitting behind Taco Fall.
All right.
It's a tough break.
So for this game, Gabe has already said he's picking the Patriots to cover, or the Packers to cover. I don't think that's happening.
But
who
I,
are you going
so
with?
So I'm not going to take the Packers in cover five. So the Packers are 9.5-point favorites. I'm picking them to win 21-10. To me, that's not a big enough gap for me to go, oh, I want the 3 points. I'd probably pick a different game where I think I've got a better chance at getting more points.
Can you see the Packers? Can you see a scenario where the Packers lose?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Absolutely.
Just like I can see a scenario where Bielema beats Wisconsin.
I absolutely see that scenario. Yeah. Now, I see much more of a scenario. I think the Packers are more likely to win by 20 than they are to lose. But I'm still staying away from that game on cover five. It's Belichick. Gabe, you pointed out the Packers' offense. It's just hard to totally buy into them.
It's the largest spread of the NFL weekend.
Yeah, I think the Lions are my best. Like if I was in a survivor pool, which I guess I am, I picked the Lions. That's the team who I feel most confident in, and I also feel like everyone's going to pick the Packers this week.
Yeah.
So there's actually the chance if you're in a pool and there's 20 people left in it, where like 17 of them pick the Packers. So I feel like I went away from the Packers in that spot.
But you can't call this a trap game because they're not good enough to call this a trap game.
No, it's a trap game.
No, it is not a trap game.
You're coming home after playing.
You cannot call this a trap game. They're too young. Game is like, I'm overconfident. I'm going to destroy
this. So you don't think for their defense, you're thinking offensively. If you're their defense, you're like, all right, we just shut down Tom Brady. Now we're coming back home.
No,
Is Mac Jones even the quarterback? They have no running backs. Like the defense is like, we can just show up and hold them to single digits this week. We're at home. We saw what we did against the Bears, which the Bears were so limited, and the Bears moved the ball on them.
Go back to when we played Dallas on Thanksgiving, and Aikman's out, their other backup's out, and they're playing with Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
That's not a trap game.
With those guys on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that was. That was the Cowboys. These guys.
I disagree.
These guys are so young. They're not seeing this as like the Patriots.
They don't even
this
know what a trap game is.
Right. They just see this as, we're coming back home. We're going to win. We just beat Brady, who we don't even know is quarterbacking this week. Like, this is absolutely
steak dinner. I'll take the Patriots.
You're taking the Patriots?
Yeah. Who are you taking?
I don't love this game. I don't love either side of this game. Wait, you're taking the Patriots straight up?
No.
Uh-oh, okay.
It's a good clarification by Craig. We appreciate you jumping in and joining us here on a Friday.
Oh, great to be here. Love your new studios.
Will the Antosh coming up next to ESPN Milwaukee.